China's pledge to cooperate on trade came at the start of a visit to China by U.S. Commerce Secretary Don Evans. His agenda includes attending a China-U.S. roundtable discussion on intellectual property rights. In comments before the visit, Secretary Evans said he would press China to do more to stop the flow of pirated goods, which officials say cost U.S. companies nearly $3 billion a year. At a regular briefing Tuesday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Kong Chuan said the roundtable shows Beijing is serious about addressing the issue, often referred to as IPR.
This, in fact, amply proves that China has continuously strengthened the protection of intellectual property rights, because China firmly believes that this course of action not only conforms to China's and other countries' fundamental IPR protection requirements, but is also to China's benefit. It is also a fundamental requirement of China's economic development.
China's high court last month toughened penalties for those who make unauthorized copies of products ranging from brand-name clothing and pharmaceuticals to car and airplane parts. Mr. Evans, however, has said Washington does not believe Beijing has gone far enough. He said he would press the Chinese to abide by commitments they made last April when Beijing promised to crack down on IPR violators. Secretary Evans is due to step down shortly, but his expected successor, Carlos Gutierrez, has cited intellectual property protection as a key issue in U.S. trade ties with China. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Beijing.